You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The cranberry harvest is well underway across Wisconsin, and we've led the nation in cranberry production for the past 30 years. But this year, growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He says cranberry research has changed focus a bit over the past year and a half.
Our researchers, seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up, they started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Hawley said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Hawley said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Hawley said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Hawley said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to be able to apply for occupational licenses. Joanne Krulotz has more.
Right now, the Wisconsin DOT may permanently revoke or suspend the driver's license of anyone who commits four or more of certain traffic offenses on crimes, including operating while intoxicated. Revocation periods vary, and courts may also order suspensions. Suspended or revoked individuals may apply for an occupational license, but there's a waiting period before eligibility, and that can vary depending on the underlying violation. A bill being circulated by Republican lawmakers would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of the revocation has elapsed. Those drivers would be required to have a functioning ignition interlock device in their vehicles.
Gas prices are going down in Wisconsin, but up in other parts of the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.51 to $2.66 per gallon. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget. Healthcare organizations across Wisconsin are now offering the updated COVID-19 vaccine. As colder weather approaches, people will be spending more time indoors, and respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are likely to become more common again. Major pharmacy chains have now received the updated vaccine, and now organizations like UW Health are scheduling appointments for residents. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also recently issued an executive order to ensure the COVID vaccine remains available for all residents and is covered through insurance. Mayor Matt Zacher has proclaimed October as Pedestrian Safety Month and October 15th as White Cane Safety Day in Wisconsin Rapids. This awareness emphasizes the importance of safe and accessible streets, sidewalks, and crosswalks for all individuals, including children, older adults, and individuals with disabilities. White Cane Safety Day on October 15th serves to educate everyone on the significance of the white cane. It's a symbol of independence for those who are blind or visually impaired. Wisconsin law requires drivers to stop before approaching closer than 10 feet to someone using a white cane or service animal to ensure their safety on the roads. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top 5 at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number 1 album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number 1 film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment, numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number 2 in its second week after opening number 1. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number 1 next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number 1. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number 1 movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed 2 or 3 times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, chilly lows near 30, some widespread frost developing. That frost will hang around early on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with highs near 60. Right now, it's 42.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.